item today, 316.
Authorize the acquisition of 7.47 acres of real property on Southeast Division for park purposes.
Mr. Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I am very excited to bring this item to Council, and I want to explain what we're doing and why this ordinance is so important. The Centennial neighborhood has been identified as one of the most park-deficient neighborhoods in Portland in Outer Southeast, and Parks has been looking for a property suitable for a park in Centennial neighborhood for years. We have been actively seeking to purchase this particular property since 2007. It finally came on the market, and we have the opportunity to purchase nearly 7.5 acres on Division, which will later be developed as a neighborhood park, although we don't have the money for that at this time. This parcel is our best opportunity to acquire property close to the service gap in the Centennial neighborhood. Once developed, this park will provide service within a half mile to 1,572 new households, or 1,572 households, and of those, 1,228 do not currently have a park or natural area within a half mile. The cost is a little more than I had hoped, but a little less than what it could have been. The purchase of the property is going to be paid for with $1.7 million of the city's local share of the 2006 Metro Area Green Spaces Bond. Thank you to the citizens of Metro for voting for that measure, and also for parks and the remainder from the park system development charges. The cost is approximately $2.2 million. This is $630,000 above the appraised value of $1.57, but it's $340,000 below the listed price of $2.54. And so we negotiated with the owners to get to a price that we could all agree to. When I was initially shown and proposed this and was told that it was above the appraised value, I did my due diligence when looked at the maps of the development in the area, and indeed it is the last big property in this area. So with that, I'd like to ask staff to come forward to see if you have any other, any questions.
Hi, I'm Zelaine Nunn with Parks, and I've worked on this acquisition. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Council questions.
Commissioner Fritz, I'm reminded we're about to put a number of parcels of property through Bureau of Environmental Services out for bid, including Terminal 1, which is a very attractive piece of property that was used during Dan's days on Big Pipe. And it has a value on the tax rolls that is published. And we've already heard from so many different interested parties that we expect that there will be something of a bidding war and we'll be able to pay more. So I note that because it's not unusual that we pay more than the tax price or the appraised value, because each of these transactions is arm's length. And what I do is I go back to just the basic point, which is, because of this bull run on multifamily development and a flood of money coming into our coffers, you've been able to do something historic now in East Portland and double down on a promise we made. This is another down payment, and I congratulate you for that, for staying true to your vision.
Question. I realize it's too early to give a very definitive answer to this, but do we have even a wild-eyed guess as to what the ongoing O&M will be once this is developed?
We actually have a very specific guess, and that's $17,097. And the reason that it's so low is that we're going to fence it and mow it and basically leave it as is and not have it for public use until it can have a master plan and be developed.
Okay, but do we expect that at some point it will have a master plan and be developed?
Not in my tenure on the council.
Okay.
It will eventually. We have enough. We're proposing in this year's budget to do one master plan citywide in this upcoming fiscal year. It won't be this one because it's the last in. So there are others that have been waiting for decades.
Commissioner Fritz, I'd be willing to make a motion to put it into a contingency of $500,000 a year for O&M if you'd like. I think we have the votes to do that if you prefer, just so if some future triggering event.
We'll agree that'll all come out of the Drugs and Vice Division.
Stop it.
Okay. Further actual questions as opposed to those statements. And is there anyone that wants to testify on this item?
Mr. Johnson signed up, but I believe he has left.
Okay. Then it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call.
Fish?
This comes on the heels of 20 acres of new parks that Commissioner Fritz announced the funding for developing master plans, and on the heels of also a significant investment in Cully, and someday we'll have to tag you as the Robert Moses of the park system for all the investments you're making in that part of the city. And again, congratulations. This is money that's a bit of a windfall, partially because of the market, but you were very clear about your priorities, about where the money would be invested, and you have held true to that commitment you made, and I congratulate you. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, thanks, Commissioner Fritz, for a welcome addition to the Centennial neighborhood for a new park, ultimately. Aye.
Novick?
If I recall correctly, Robert Moses was known, among other things, for neglecting underserved areas of New York in the construction of the park system, in addition to his efforts in transportation. So if I'm always correct, I take offense on Commissioner Fritz's behalf to your characterization. I do very much appreciate Commissioner Fritz's efforts to ensure that underserved parts of the city do have parks. I just have to be Cassandra for a moment and note that at some point, hopefully, we will be able to develop this into a park, and it will have O&M costs. And either we need to find a new source of funding for Parks O&M, or we're going to need to close down some existing parks or find cuts in other parts of the budget, which is primarily police and fire, in order to fund them. So I hope that by the time we have a master plan for this park, we've worked all that out. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Novick. I hope you have. And it's daunting to think of the amounts of unfunded needs that we have and the ongoing maintenance and operations of our parks. And so as soon as you get your transportation funding figured out, we will be having more conversations with the community. In the meantime, I'm very grateful that we have the Metro Bond Measure money, which was designated to be targeted to Centennial, Cully, and Argay, which is not coincidentally why we have been investing in those neighborhoods. Thanks to Zelaine Nunn for your great work on this property. I know it's something that you've been watching like a hawk for a long time, and good work on bringing it to a close. Mike Abate, Warren Jimenez, and the whole team at Portland Parks are excellent at looking out for these opportunities and putting the land, saving the land while we can. We don't know how we're going to be able to master plan and then build it. We don't know how we're going to then be able to maintain it, but if we don't buy it, it won't be there. And that was very clear to me, so I'm very glad to be able to bring this one home. Aye.
Hales.
Well, Amanda, I don't think you're the Robert Moses either, though he maybe deserves a little bit of credit for the park system, but I think you're the Emmanuel Miche of our time.
I take offense at that. No, wait a second. I take offense at that.
I'm the Amanda Fritz of our time.
Yeah. Well, most people don't even know who Emmanuel Miche is, and that's my point, is this is actually part of a very long continuum. And I guess my counsel, Commissioner Novick, is these opportunities come along, we have to seize them. And Commissioner Fritz is doing exactly the right thing to seize this one because they're not making any more land. But what we've done as a city over time is had that vision of a great city park system and a park within range of every citizen, and then been opportunistic about how it actually happened. Emmanuel Miche was the project manager hired by the Frederick Law Olmsted firm to come to Portland and complete the Parks Master Plan that he did for the Parks Board in 1901. He then, like subsequent corporate transfers, refused to leave Portland after the project was done and became our first parks director, and then designed Columbia Park and Laurelhurst Park and Selwood Park and some others in the system. And one of the things in that report was a recommendation that someday it would be a long way from Portland to the forest, which sounded absurd in 1901. And we should set aside a forest reserve in the Northwest Hills where Portlanders could go see a forest. And that recommendation languished, I think, for 45 years until after a developer went bankrupt, a Multnomah County assessment and taxation staffer called the Portland Parks Bureau and said, "We got this 2,500 acres that went belly up. Do you want it?" And the predecessor of our current parks planners had the good sense to say yes and took it. So that's how we started Forest Park. There's a guy that, another name that many people now in Portland wouldn't remember, Don Clark, who assiduously set about picking up 5 acres here and 10 acres there in what we now call East Portland, that was then deeded over to the city of Portland as 10 unimproved neighborhood park sites like this one when I was parks commissioner. So we've gotten lucky a few times, and we've invested when the opportunity has come available. So I'm just enormously enthusiastic about this move. This is the one and only opportunity to correct the lack of a park in this neighborhood, and that's a bargain at any price. Well done.
Mayor, before you do the gavel, sorry. The gentleman yield? I'd like to change my
reference.
In retrospect, Amanda Fritz is the Jane Jacobs of the Parks Movement. Commissioner Fritz, does that more in the...
I accept your accolade. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
And a woman to boot.
Yes, I'd noticed that.
We are adjourned. Thank you. So one... I'm sorry. Did you want to testify on something? Yeah, come back another day. Hey, yeah, I am. And actually...